Like to call to order the regularly scheduled Madison Plains Board of Education meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Anikas?
Here.
Ms. Reinschild?
Here.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Here.
Mr. Gensel?
Here.
Mr. Eisler and I are also here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public communication. I don't see anybody signed up. So now we'll move to student recognition.
And Mr. President, we do not have anybody other than if we would like to give our showman a shout out.
Yep, I think we'll hit that in board work session.
Sure. Yeah.
Same with employee recognition.
Correct.
So now we'll go to board work session. Tulu.
Okay. So we all know that last week was our Madison County Fair. And we obviously have many kids that show at the fair representing different 4-H clubs and our FFA program. So I wanted to shout out to them for doing a great job. I was there every day. I've caught many shows. And they represented Madison Plains very well. So they did very well in their showings and representing our school really well. A special shout out goes out to, we actually had the showman of showmen was a Madison Plains student, and that was Molly Barber. So she did a great job, and we wish her a great congratulations, great job. I also want to thank the parents. As we know, it is a projects are longer than just the week at the fair. They are many months. That you have to spend a lot of time and hard work in order to get your project to the fair, especially if you have an animal. So special thanks to the parents for all of their hard work and dedication to our students. And then a last thank you to Mr. Hoffman. He is there every single day during the fair, and he makes sure that our students represent their animals, their families, and our school very well. So thank you all, and good luck next year.
I will add to that, Tula.
Yes.
I watched the Showman of Showman competition.
Yes.
Six kids in the ring. Five of them
were
from Madison Plains.
Yep.
And the other one lives in the district but doesn't go here.
Yeah. So we were represented well.
Must be something in the water.
Yeah.
That's cool. Anything else for board work session? All right. Now we'll move to approval of board minutes.
Mr. President, I make the motion that the minutes of June 22nd, 2022 meeting be approved as written.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stone Rock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Gensel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
I move to section G, department reports.
Mr. President, we have no department reports tonight. That's around summer break.
Gotcha. Same with H, Superintendent.
Correct.
So now we'll go to Section I, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. We finished out June, which is the end of our fiscal year, so just a quick update on how we finished up with our financial reports. You see here in our spending plan, I'll go right to the end. As you can tell, we track this throughout the year. So this is the final one for this year. We ended up within 0.1%, 0.01% of our total revenue from what we projected to where we ended up. That's a total of $14,136,006. And we ended up within 0.1% of our total expenditures, which were $14,513,243. That left us with an ending balance for this year, to finish this year, of $4,331,423.40, which is just $17,000 off of where we thought we would end up. So pretty good with our projections and where we wanted to end up. Moving on down through here, you see our revenue history. Again, we were down this year 18%. but that is due to not taking the advances this year, as well as the way that school funding comes through now with the Fair School Funding Plan, so we no longer receive the open enrollment revenue coming in. That's offset, of course, by the open enrollment expenses going out that are no longer there either. Just something to note. So we're down 18% there. That'll be much different next year when we have our property tax coming in July and January. On the expenditure side, we were down 4.5% on the year, but again, we didn't have the open enrollment expenditures going out this year either, based on the way schools are funded now. So that's a little bit, misleading, I guess is the word I'm looking for, because we didn't, you know, while we always do a great job of maintaining our expenditures at a very low level, we usually don't cut 4.5% like that. So that's not due to cuts, that's due to maintaining our fiscal responsibility as well as the reduction in the open enrollment revenue, or open enrollment expenses not going out anymore. So just to note that. Finally, our cash flow, where we ended up the year from a cash position, again, $14,536,483. That's 4.5% less than where we were this time last year, largely due to that property tax advances that we didn't take in June. Had we received those property taxes in June, we'd have been positive. We'd have had a positive cash balance there. So that will change next year. I do project a positive a carryover next year for our cash flow. So all in all, for taking the adjustment we did, no longer taking the advances, that was a very good result. You see here our cash balance was $4,331,423. I'm sorry, I said that 14 million last time. That was our revenue. So down 8%. My apologies on that. But again, better than we've done since 2015, right here. Much improved our financial position. I always like to kind of point this out because it shows where we've been. These are the ending balances in June, going all the way back to 2011 here in the district. You see here it's 9 million, 6 million, 7 million, and then 6 million, 5 million, 4 million, 3 million, 2 million, 1 million. So that's how how close we came to being at a deficit before we turned things around here, largely due to the passage of the income tax, which is, you know, helped the district tremendously. So that allowed us then, you see there, the next year going from 1 million to 2.6 million to 4.7 million to now 4.3 million right here. So in next year, we will see some growth. Again, it was due to the property tax advances not being taken this fiscal year. So it was an adjustment. But that is, I always like to look back at that. That makes me feel good to see that we were able to right the ship, so to speak, and turn things around here in the district from a fiscal health standpoint. All right, that concludes my financial report. Anybody have any questions on the financial report?
No.
We do have our audit results from the last audit. That's the audit of the fiscal year 21 school year that was conducted in fiscal year 22. So the results of that audit were what we strive for, which is, we go to the ending page here. As you can see, it's been certified by the state of Ohio. It's been filed with the state. I'm trying to get to the important page here. We have two opinions, one on our federal programs and one on our financial statements. And right here at the end. There we go. It was an unmodified financial statement opinion, which that's what you want to see. There were no material weaknesses on internal control. There were no significant deficiencies in internal control. There were no reported material non-compliance at the financial statement level. There was no material weakness in internal control for major federal programs that were tested. and there were no significant deficiencies in any internal controls for major federal programs that were tested, and that it was an unmodified opinion again for our major federal programs that were tested. Those programs were our child nutrition cluster, which is our federal funding we receive for our food service. Our threshold is greater than 750,000, and we are considered a low-risk auditee. No findings related to the financial statements, and no findings related to the federal awards. So, in short, a clean audit is what we ended up with for our last audit.
Good job. Thank you.
That's all I have for the consent vote on the financial reporting, or for my treasurer's report. There is a separate vote there for a resolution that we can talk about after the consent vote.
Okay. Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the treasurer, the board approve financial items I-4.
Discussion. I think just to footstep what Tula said, good work, your whole office. We appreciate all the hard work you guys do. I mean, it is the expectation, but we appreciate when you meet it.
Thank you.
Good job.
And a second.
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Who was the second? I'm sorry.
Brian.
John, thank you. Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. The next resolution that I have for a separate vote here is the resolution declaring it necessary to levy a renewal tax and requesting the county auditor to certify matters in connection with a proposed levy. This is the renewal of our permanent improvement levy, which takes care of all the permanent improvements in the district as well as the purchase of school buses. So that is set to expire here, and it has been renewed consistently by the school district and the voting members here in the school district. And we look to put that forth for renewal again on the November ballot.
You referenced the school buses. Can you kind of talk about it? Because it's limited in what we can use that money for as far as 5-year.
Right. It's not for operations. So it's not for salaries, benefits, electricity, water, you know, anything to do with the operations of the district. It is for permanent improvements, so brick and mortar, building improvements, land improvements, site improvements. We just pay parking lots, you know, parking lots would qualify. And then it's also for the purchase of school buses. And school buses for us cost approximately, they went up this year, of course, but approximately $100,000 to $110,000 a piece. So this levy generates approximately $350,000 a year for us. So a large portion of that goes towards the purchase of two school buses to maintain our fleet rotation so that the age of our fleet is no more than 10 years old, so that we don't have a bus on the road that's any older than 10 years. We have to turn over two buses a year. So by the time we get to that end of the cycle, the oldest bus being replaced is 10 years old. So that's $220,000 of that $350,000 going out just to keep our buses where they need to be and on the road. The rest of that goes towards, like I said, roofs, parking lots, improvements, HVAC, things of that nature.
Okay. Mr. Mustine, is it fair to say that anything that would have a shelf life of longer than 5 years can be purchased through this?
Right. Company? Right, correct. So anything that's considered a permanent improvement or capital outlay purchase, life greater than 5 years, greater than $5,000, or greater than $5,000 can be purchased through these proceeds. Yeah. I should point out that the levy was originally passed at 2.5 mils. That's since been reduced down to the effective millage rate of less than 1 mil. So we're at less than 1 mil on that.
And I think you pointed to it, but it is, I think, important to point out that it's just a renewal. It's not a new tax.
Correct. It's not an increase in taxes in any way. It's just a renewal. We renew them for 5-year periods. So this is the next 5-year period we'd be requesting a renewal for.
And I think we could make it a longer period or try to make it permanent, but unless you guys feel differently, I think it's good to have it there, revisit it, and make sure the P people are still comfortable with doing that.
Right. I think it would be one of those things that if the board so chose that you could essentially clear the ballot a little bit if you ever wanted to pursue a continuing levy for that, since it has been consistently renewed for so many terms. But again, if it's being consistently renewed, there's really no need to seek a continuing renewal either, or a continuing levy either. So we just appreciate the voters approving it as they have in the past, and we hope they continue to do so, because it really is vital to our district. Our facilities are aging more and more every year. Our bus fleet is very important in a district of our size to keep quality buses on the road. Quality buses, while PI money can't be used for operations, keeping quality buses on the road reduces our operations cost because they're more fuel efficient, require less maintenance. So it can have an impact to our operations by being able to maintain a quality fleet. The same would go true. We try to maintain quality technology here in the district. Technology infrastructure here in the district is would also fall under this levy.
Thank you. Can we get a second?
No, we didn't.
Sorry.
Review again.
All right.
Mr. President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the treasurer, correct? The recommendation of the treasurer, the board approve a resolution declaring it necessary to levy a renewal levy and requesting the county auditor to certify matters in connection with a proposed tax levy as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, I want to point out before the vote here that should this pass, there will be the need for a special meeting to meet the deadline to get this on the ballot.
I forgot that.
So we have some proposed dates out there for the board to look at. One of those dates being Thursday, July 28th.
If it's our review, let's take the vote and then maybe set the schedule at that point. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Yensel?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinschel?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
June 28th, you said?
Sure. That would allow us to meet that deadline. July 28th.
July, I'm sorry. Yes.
That's a Thursday.
What time would we be?
Flexible.
I assume it's a short meeting.
This would be the only, as far as I know, action item on the agenda.
Although there is a possibility we could do a little hiring as well, if there are people ready. But at the moment, this would be the only agenda item.
6:30 is probably the earliest I can get here. 6:30 on the 28th, we're
I'm good with that. Yep.
So with that will conclude my entire report.
Thank you. So now I'll move to Section J, Superintendent's Report.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only thing that I have in terms for discussion items this evening, I just wanted to give a quick update on facilities. We are being told that our playground equipment will be here the last week of July. We have received some small pieces already, but we are expecting the large pieces to be here. We're being told that they'll be here the last week of July, so we are excited about that. The other big noticeable improvement probably for folks driving by is the fact that, as Mr. Mustine referenced, we have had the parking lots resurfaced this summer, so that is nice. There have been some holes that have been patched, as well as the lots being repainted, but they've been resurfaced and striped. That's been a major project. And then once we wrap up the summer and we start to head into the school year, I will have Mr. Garrett come and provide a more detailed update on exactly what has happened over the course of the summer. But there has been a lot of work that has been happening. So in terms of discussion items, though, that's all I have.
All right. So typically we do the executive sessions at the end, but I think the request is to do one now before the personnel section.
Yes.
So I move that we enter into executive session at 7:19 p.m. for the purpose of the following items allowed under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to discuss the appointment, employment, and compensation of a public employee, and Section 6, specialized details of security arrangements.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Ms. Ryan Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Stonerock?
Yes.
Mr. Yenzel?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 for an executive session.
We will take action potentially after executive session, so if you would please step out and we'll come out in the hallway and get you in a minute.
Actually,